Welcome to Legal Talk with attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesh and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesh and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesh.
Welcome to Legal Talk. My name is Scott Whatley, and we want to thank you for being with us once again. Our show is brought to you each week by the law firm of Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886 is the number. Always good to have our good friend Kevin Flesh in studio with us. How are you?
I'm good. Happy fall.
Man, I'm telling you, it does feel cool. It feels so, no pun intended, cool.
So much fun.
Mornings a little cool. Evenings get a little cool. It's pretty nice.
Yes, it is.
And certainly our prayers for all those folks in Florida.
Oh,
son, I would hate to be there.
I have a couple of neighbors who have places near Boca Grande on a small island there, and I'm waiting to see what the pictures are looking like with the storm surge. They're saying 18-foot storm surge in that area. And they haven't had a hurricane come through for 100 years.
Sure.
So all of the folks in Florida, you know, I hope you're safe.
I hope
you're doing the things that you need to do to keep yourself well, and it's just going to be a period of time to let everybody get back to where they need to get to and get power on. And
you know, you
clear
think
all
real quick, talking about insurance companies sometimes on our show here, you get into some $1 billion
catastrophic
losses. Man, it could bankrupt some insurance companies.
You know, it really does change the landscape relating to claims for those particular, you know, especially those companies that are doing a lot of that sort of, you know, that's home insurance. But it's still, when you don't have this sort of risk for a long period of time, hurricanes obviously happen all the time and tropical storms in that area. But, man, it's going to be significant.
Yeah.
And so hopefully people, I haven't seen all the reports yet relating to deaths or anything else, but you know, there are a lot of people that say they're going to stay and ride it out.
Sure.
And you know, it's fine when you think it's a category 2 or category 3. I mean, this one hit as
150 miles. I think it was 5 miles an hour short
of a cat of 5.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't imagine. We've got friends that had a place in the Bahamas in 2019, and it hadn't had a hurricane hit there, and it was a Cat 5 when it came through, and it was devastating. And in fact, the island that they were on, it took them a year and a half to get power back. I mean, they were relying on another island's power source, and that was all destroyed in the hurricane. So they went and, you know, set up their own power, but it took them a long period of time. And for folks like that, I mean, I think about, at least Florida's in the U.S., you know, we'll be able to get a lot of, I mean, there were people standing by and a lot of relief, but, you know, places like the Bahamas and other small island nations, I mean, I don't know what happened with Cuba. I haven't seen reports yet.
I don't know. Yeah,
but I would guess that they were devastated, too, because I think it was a Category 3 storm at that point. Just weather. Weather is so interesting to me.
Yeah.
A lawyer by trade, but I'm kind of a armchair weather person as well for all the things we do, because I mean it comes up and all of our outdoor activities and skiing and other things in Colorado. It's just so interesting because our weather is, we have these sort of microclimates, and it's just fun to kind of watch. But then you see these storms that are just gigantic, and supposedly there's another sort of hurricane out in the ocean yet that's never going to hit land. Just right behind this hurricane that it gained some strength from as well. And it's just, you know, it's going to affect us too. We'll have some changes in our weather over the next week or two because of this gigantic storm that's on the east side of the United States. So.
Yeah.
So Weather Hour with Flesh
Weather
and Beck
Hour,
Law.
Yeah. Brought to you by, this Weather Hour is brought to you by Flesh and Beck Law.
Yes.
All right. We talk a lot about after accidents, of what to do, what not to do, and we give you a list of things. And today we're going to focus on one of those things that we always bring up, and Kevin will go through some of the reasons why you need to hire an attorney quickly after an accident, whether it be a slip and fall, you know, a wreck, whatever the case may be. And Kevin, I'm sure you could take the full time and just talk about the negative effects and stories, the personal stories that people sit across from you, that if they just would have called you first, It could completely make a lot of difference.
It would. And I'll give you an example. I've got a case this week that just came in. Client was fighting with his fiance. They he left the house. There wasn't any criminal activity or anything else, just a fight, and they were probably breaking up the relationship. And she thought that he was going to hurt himself physically, like suicidal sort of things. And she called his brother to let him know. His brother was driving around the neighborhood looking for him, trying to figure out where he was. And his brother had this crazy idea that when he found him, and he found him on the street, and my client started running away from his brother, that he would hit him with his car to stop him so that he didn't hurt himself. I mean, you can't make these fact patterns up. Oh, so, and my client spent, so he was, it was last week, so he was in the hospital for a week from his injuries by being run over.
So he caught him.
Yeah, he caught him. I mean, because obviously you can go faster in your car than somebody human. And he hit him. I mean, like, he took him out. Broke his leg below his knee, and a couple of cracked ribs and a broken vertebrae. So this is an example of where he called us because the police wanted to have a conversation. Now, my client didn't remember anything about what took place other than he knew that his brother had done this, and he's still trying to figure out why. But the thing is it's important for us to get involved because he could have said to the insurance companies without having counsel, well, I think my brother did this intentionally. And that may, the insurance companies would then say, we don't have any coverage. It was an intentional act. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't negligence. It wasn't, you know, so there are certain buzzwords that people will use in their recorded statements right after these collisions that will cause real problems for them. So it's an example of where, and he was smart. He got out of the hospital. I met with him last night, and we had a nice chat, and we're going to get things resolved so that he doesn't have those issues because he's going to have significant medical bills, let alone all of the pain and suffering and everything else. I talk with them over the phone and they're hesitant about coming in and talking with us. And I get the hesitancy. I mean, there's so much advertising out there relating to personal injuries and such bad press. The sort of Call Saul, sort of Breaking Bad, sort of, you know, these just smarmy, just not very professional folks that people kind of, we kind of get that reputation. Ambulance chaser is a great, is a great way of suggesting it. And so people just feel a little dirty calling us is the best way that I can describe it. And they feel like, oh, I'm taking advantage of something by getting a hold of us. And it's really not. The thing that people have to realize is that the same way the insurance companies do their advertising to try to, insurance companies do advertising to get clients, right, to get insureds, to have people buy their product so that they pay for their insurance. But they also market to the public that they somehow are the arbiter of what's fair. And the bottom line is that's not really the case. The real situation with what particular injury or what an accident is worth is going to be based upon what a jury is going to give you. And the insurance companies sometimes try to take advantage of that process to bully folks that are less informed, less aware of what the situation is. And those folks are the ones that really need lawyers to help them through this process. And so many times when people call, they're just like, oh, I don't know, you know, you're going to cost a lot. Well, we don't cost anything up front.
Sure.
And when you look at our service on a contingency fee basis, to get the full value of our service, you start the day after the accident getting us involved so that you have all of this work that we do with you while you're treating and while you're getting your car taken care of. And we are such a, I think, a really important resource for victims of these car accidents from the get-go. I always wonder why people don't immediately call us just as a resource. And then once we start talking about it, I had a call yesterday. It was clear to me in the phone call that the person was not sure if they were going to hire a lawyer. They weren't sure if their case had enough value for it. And also they had a little bit of experience with insurance companies before in other circumstances, having an issue with their home, you know, roof repairs and other things, and they'd sort of handled it on their own. So they thought, well, the initial part of the call is they were getting information from me to sort of gauge whether or not they were sophisticated enough to handle the claim on their own. And then we started talking about it, and it became clear to them and clear to me that they didn't have enough sort of sophistication and enough education to really deal with it on their own. And even if you do, most times I advise people not to, because we're there not only as a sounding board for the client, but also we're there so that the insurance company knows that they can't take advantage of the person. Mm-hmm. All right. So at any rate, in these phone calls, we have free consultations, so I spend as much time as people need to make a decision about how to handle their claims. And then we have a discussion about what it looks like and what we're going to be doing. And you get this, you know, we've got a whole group of people that works with folks. So if people aren't comfortable, then I normally have a conversation with, well, what is it that's making you uncomfortable, and see if we can help you out with that. So, there's always the phone call. The only thing you're wasting is your time in the event that you don't do anything with us. But generally, you get more information, and then you learn about how to handle your claim long term. So always call.
Yeah. And I don't care. You know, I mean, I've looked at it a lot through the years, and so this is just not you saying this. I mean, I believe it's very safe to say you're going to always get more money back in your pocket with an attorney.
Completely,
I mean,
agree.
Just 100%.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Well, part of it is we know the rules of the road. We know the individual insurance carriers because we're dealing with all of them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with a chiropractor that refers us some work yesterday, and we were talking about the different insurance companies and how they react to claims. Every year, it seems that they change their process to try to maximize the amount that they can retain for earnings rather than pay out in claims. And so we've got a good sense. I've got one insurance company right now, for whatever reason, their frontline claims adjusters will not give me full value prior to filing suit. And I know that now. So for this year, I get as much as I can out of that insurance adjuster prior to filing the suit. And then I've been testing it, and we've been filing lawsuits to find out. And sure enough, as soon as I file that lawsuit, within 30 days, I get a different adjuster, and I get a different offer, and we get half of them settled. Which means to me that a lot of firms in town, and probably the firms that are larger, that have all of this advertising that you see on TV and the billboards and everything else, are most likely setting their claims before filing suit, because these insurance companies wouldn't be trying this process if there wasn't a certain segment of the law firms out there that were just resolving the cases. And we just don't do it that way. Mm-hmm. We take each individual file. You have a lawyer assigned to it. You have a team of paralegal and legal assistants that work on that file from the beginning, through the demand stage, through litigation, so you know your team throughout the whole time period. You're not dealing with case managers. You're not dealing with folks that don't really understand the process.
Right.
And that's the other thing that's really helpful for people, because you know, early on in the process, one of the things that a lot of insurance companies want you to do is give a recorded statement. Mm-hmm. And if you do that on your own, I see it time and time again, you make it more difficult for yourself sometimes, because you don't realize the sort of buzzwords that you're going to use that are going to affect what the claim rep thinks they're going to be able to do in the way of resolving the claim in a negative way towards the person that's been hurt.
And, you know, you may think, that lady was so nice on the phone. That guy was so nice, okay? Their questions aren't just off the top of their head, okay?
Yeah.
They're probably scripted in some way where they say, because you know what? We're all pretty in tune to saying, hey, how are you?
Right.
I'm good. How are you?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Exactly.
You're good.
Yep.
Okay,
oh,
we got
great.
That on group.
It's been a week after the accident. I'm glad that you're good. So you're done with your treatment then.
Right.
You know, and well, no, wait a second. That's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're feeling well today.
Right.
You know, I'm sure you'll have additional treatment. And we see that all the time.
Sure.
And yeah, absolutely. People want to be as positive as possible in their lives. But those are the sorts of things that we prep people for when we're dealing with the recorded statement. The other thing that we generally don't get into in the recorded statements is these claims adjusters will want to know specifically where you've been treating and what you've been doing and what the doctors have been saying soon after the accident, most people don't know. And so then you feel like they're attacking you, which they somewhat are.
Sure.
But what they're really trying to do is they're trying to set reserves. They're trying to figure out how serious is this claim. How much am I going to have to let my boss know that this claim may be close to policy limits, or we may have some real issues relating to this? Or it's a soft tissue case. Don't worry about it. We won't have to put much in the way of reserves, and they don't take you very seriously, even though maybe you have a broken vertebrae that you're not aware of because you haven't had enough treatment yet to figure that out. And what you don't want to do in those early stages of these sorts of claims is get yourself sort of painted into a box where the insurance company thinks the claim is one sort of claim when it's going to be a completely different claim down the road that has a lot more value. And that's where we help people, because these recorded statements, what they're generally trying to do is they're trying to get to, one, liability. Who's at fault? And so you don't want to make any, my example with the fellow that got hit by the car, you know, he was going to get, I would think, in the recorded statement and say, yeah, I saw him, and I saw him, you know, hit the gas, or I saw, you know, him mouth something to me that acted like he was intentionally doing this. It's those sorts of things that you want to be careful of. You don't want to create that evidence. The same thing with I had a fellow that I talked to yesterday that had rear-ended another car in traffic. And you would normally think, well, they're immediately at fault. Yep. And he was given a ticket for careless driving causing injury. But then as we're talking about it, he's going up I-25. He's going actually 65 miles an hour, which is pretty unusual because most of us speed to try to keep up with traffic. But he's going, and what he's doing is he's trying to leave as much space as he can between the car in front of him and himself. And whenever he does that, people are weaving in and out and weaving into his lane and causing even more problems, because he leaves, you know, maybe four or five car lengths, which in traffic is a lot, but people are just zipping in and zipping into him. And that's what happened in this case. A person came in, the person in front of him had stopped abruptly. They didn't have time to stop. They just barely made it, and then he slammed into them because they didn't give him enough room. And now, is it really his fault? So that's the sort of conversation we're going to have. Certainly in the criminal portion, we're going to represent him there. But then he was injured as well. And I've had a number of cases that we've been able to turn around to say, no, the person that you hit was the one at fault, because they were not acting. They were driving in a careless manner. And most of us drive too close to each other in traffic, especially with the way the traffic has been after COVID. So.
Yeah, for sure. Once again, you're listening to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesch. 303-806-8886 is the number. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the reasons why you need to get with an attorney quickly. And you know what? I'm talking about accidents and things, but really, in my opinion, Kevin, anything in a legal matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going through. I helped a doctor the other day. He was changing practices, and he had a contract for the new group that he was going to work for, and he just wanted a lawyer to review it, make sure that that he understood everything. Very smart guy, but he doesn't do that sort of work.
Sure, yeah.
And so smart. He spent an hour with me. We went through it. We charged him $300 for the review, and he was a better aware of what was going on, and we made a couple of changes that hopefully they'll change so that he gets that changed when he starts working for him.
Gotcha.
But it's absolutely true. And, you know, one of the things that we were going to talk about is accepting a settlement early in a case.
Yeah.
Again, that's a
because
situation.
Because sometimes they will, in a few weeks, throw something at you, right?
Right. Absolutely. And sometimes when you have maybe an emergency room visit and you feel pretty good and there's no issues, you went to urgent care soon after the accident, you don't have anything that seems to be bothering you a month after the case is sort of at issue, and the insurance company will, they'll make you an offer. And sometimes it's worth taking that offer. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it's not.
Yeah.
But it's certainly one of those things where you spend an hour with me. We go through everything. We make sure that it makes sense for you. You spend a little money making sure that it makes sense, covering everything, understanding. Because what a lot of people miss out on in these sort of early stage settlements is they don't realize the amount that emergency room visit cost and what their health insurance paid and that they'll have to pay them back. And so that, you know, you think, oh, I went to urgent care one time and they did some x-rays and other things, and you haven't gotten that bill yet. But now the insurance company is saying, hey, we'll pay you $6,000 to resolve your claim. Well, what happens if that medical bill, they paid $5,000 of it? You're having to pay all of them back, and you're not getting any real compensation. So it's those sorts of discussions that we have with these early settlements about, does it make sense considering the economics? And then what is it that we're really looking at long term? And about half of the cases, I would say that we say, yeah, it makes sense. You've got everything in place. You know the universe that you're dealing with regard to your expenses on the economic side of the case and what they're offering you. What we could do, I kind of give a sense of, okay, you're done treating. You seem to be fine. Everything is good. These are what the medical expenses, this is what your lost wages are. This is what I could probably get for you either at the demand stage or if we went through a jury trial. Take out our costs, take out our attorney fees, and then if it's pretty close to the same on balance, what you're going to end up in with your pocket, then I tell them to settle it.
Yeah.
And we've spent a little time, but educated the client, and they've moved on and taken care of it.
Right. Another real danger is this, that, you know, most of us, and I include myself in this, we would have a hard time explaining what our insurance coverages really are. So yeah. If you can't explain what they really are, you probably don't understand what all you have
right
there,
and
what's covered,
what
what's
little
not.
Pots of money that you have that are sitting there that you can use. Yeah, and the MedPay is a great example of that. Similar to our last question about, hey, we could resolve this claim early on. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they have MedPay. So maybe they have these big medical bills because they don't have a health insurance. They went to the urgent care. They did a little bit of treatment after that. And they've got, they think they are getting a good deal because they're going to be able to pay off their medical bills, for example, mm-hmm. with the offer that the insurance company is making. And they're not really caring about putting money in their pocket. They just want to take care of their medical bills. But then we find out, you know, in our conversation that they have medical payment coverage, that they can use their MedPay that has no subrogation rights for their medical bills. So they can get that taken care of before they actually get money from the at-fault party. So instead of maybe taking that $6,000 settlement and just paying off their medical bills and not getting any money in their pocket, right. They could use their $5,000 in MedPay, and now they're going to get $6,000 in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the sorts of conversations we have as well early on with folks that make a real difference in their lives, especially if they've had a month where they haven't been able to work and they'll be able to use that money then for those lost wages. The other one is the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage right. that most people say, well, I've got full coverage, but they never know what that means because every company's a little different. Mm-hmm. And especially where people go through the internet and they don't check the box for those sorts of coverages, you get into these horrific accidents where the person has $25,000, the minimum limits, and you've got medical bills of $100,000. The at-fault party is going to, their insurance is going to tender that $25,000 real easily. But then there are some real ramifications relating to that. And one of them is making sure that you understand that if you have underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage, that you have to make sure that that carrier gives you permission to settle before you get that $25,000 check. And then secondarily, it's going to be, again, back to the insurance coverages. Well, who's been paying your medical bills and what are they going to need for reimbursement? There's two types of health insurance carriers in Colorado. One's the state plan, where they will actually negotiate their subrogation interests. The other one is called an ERISA plan, and that's a federal plan. You've got to know what kind of health insurance you have, because the ERISA plan folks that have health insurers that are through federal sort of ERISA plan guidelines, they don't have to negotiate their reimbursements. And so in an example where you have a significant medical bill, the health care provider is an ERISA plan, it may mean, let's say you have $50,000 in medical. A state plan, I may be able to get that $50,000 bill reduced by a third mm-hmm. or even 40%. The ERISA plan, you won't. So if you're doing it on your own and you don't know what you have before you settle the claim, you know, it could be a significant swing, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 swing. You got this pot of money to begin with, but on the back end, you may lose it all because of the way the law works. And so that's, again, where we help people because, you know, normally in these sorts of cases, especially larger cases with significant injuries, I'm settling the first part of the settlement a lot of times with the at-fault party is not the hard part to settle. It's the back end stuff. It's the underinsured, uninsured mm-hmm. motorist claims. It's the subrogation claims. It's all of those things that work that we do for our fee to help people with. So when they get a check, they know they're not going to be sued by anybody down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once again, you're listening to Legal Talk. A few more minutes here with attorney Kevin Flesh. Kevin said earlier, always a free consultation. Just give him a call, 303-806-8886. And, Kevin, I don't know, but it seems like in all the years of doing this show, boy, nothing will diminish the value of your case quicker than not treating what we would just say reasonably.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is very true. I've got a case right now where my client had broken his arm and then he had a shoulder problem. Doctors were recommending that he go do physical therapy for months. He did it for about 4 weeks and then kind of just stopped doing it. And what happened with that is the physical therapy would have strengthened the area of the bone and all of the other things that happened in the surgery that he had. And because he didn't do that physical therapy, the bone atrophied and the muscles atrophied in the area where he had it because he just wasn't using that limb very much. And he ended up having it break again a second time and having a second surgery. And so we were all saying that it was related because we had nothing new. He didn't fall. He didn't have another accident, nothing else. And mm-hmm. so his medical bills were extended significantly because of the second surgery. So the defense, they sent him to an independent medical examination recently. And they went through everything and met with him and did an exam and all of those things. And the independent medical examination, of course, they're normally it's an opinion bought by the defense, right? So they're going to be biased to begin with.
Right.
But in this case, the independent medical examination doctor was actually pretty good. He said both surgeries are related to the original injury, but the second surgery may have been avoided if he would have followed the advice of his medical providers and done the physical therapy that he needed to do. And so in that case, you know, normally we get cases where the defense says, oh, you treated too much. That's a lot of what we get. You know, you overtreated. Your doctors did this because they're on a lien, and they were going to get money when we settled the case, so they try to make you this devious sort of process that right. you've gone through. In this case, it was just the opposite. They're saying you didn't do enough treatment. And it's one of those situations where we were counseling him all the way along, listen to your doctors. Because in this case, this may affect the value of the case, depending upon what a jury thinks. It's probably a case now that we'll have to try because the insurance company will think they may be able to get out of some of the medical bills because he didn't follow the advice of his medical doctors.
Right.
And that's where we help people early on in the case, is we help them make sure that they get to doctors that will treat them reasonably, that will give them good reports, that will make sure that they're willing to testify. The other thing we're seeing a lot of right now is doctors not wanting to deal with the legal procedures at all. Mm-hmm. So they're difficult to get their CVs. They're difficult to get their fee schedules. They're difficult to schedule depositions. They just don't want to be involved in the process. And that's also something that people need to think about, because you want to have your doctors be good advocates for
sure,
you in these situations. So that's where we can help people early and often.
Right. And hey, one quick thing here, and we just got about 60 seconds, but and we're talking about reasons why you need to hire an attorney quickly is, you know what, you may not even realize it. You could create evidence that could be detrimental to your case if you don't talk to an attorney and just get some of these things understood. Because, Kevin, you mentioned social media.
Yeah.
Somebody's on a wreck. All of a sudden they're out skiing or they're
right.
out, hey, we just climbed a 14.
Yep.
So you got to be careful.
Exactly. And there's always that. And the insurance company looks for any way to reduce the amount of your damages. And so even though you're going to be able to explain a lot of those
right.
things away, it just means you're spending more time explaining it, making it look like you're not as credible as you could be. And it's things that we talk about early on for you to think about so that you don't run into that problem, you don't do those things, so that you don't have to worry about it
sure.
down the road.
Absolutely. Kevin, thank you very much. We
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time. You've been listening to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesh, Flesh and Beck Law. Give him a call. Hey, put the number in your phone. 303-806-8886. Thanks for being with us today for Legal Talk.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Or visit fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH, fleshlawfirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra cost. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word INVESTING to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word INVESTING to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad to have in studio our good friend Dave Hart from Roof Max. And Dave has been with us. How long have you been doing shows with everybody now?
Oh, man, probably a little over a year and a half now.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoyed it.
Hey, we're coming up on a year since you done my house.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
I saw that the other day. I was looking at some emails and everything. Uh-huh. I thought, man, that's been a year. But, man, it's so... It's something, and we'll get into the process here. If you haven't heard Dave before here on our show or with John Rush in the afternoons, but it's, man, it is the biggest part of our house, no doubt, biggest expense. And
it
so
is.
To me, you know, man, when I first met you, I was like, if there's ever a, quote, no-brainer in taking care of your house,
Absolutely.
To me, this would be it.
It really is, yeah, yeah. And you mentioned that the most important part of your house, you have two of them. One's a foundation and the next one's a roof, but it all starts from up top. So keeping that roof in good shape and making sure it's holding up is super important.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So kind of let's say when you go, you know, when people hear you on the show or whatever, and you go out and you talk with them, what are some of the things that are just making people pick up the phone and call you?
Just getting more life out of the roof. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't say everybody, but I'd say half the people I do ask, they're just excited to get some extra life out of their roof. And the big reason would be the cost of roofing nowadays and the cost of insurance claims. I mean, we all pay for those increase in rates. So anything we can do to keep a roof on, protect it against, you know, Mother Nature, if you will, or add some additional protection to it, then people are all over that. There's a lot of old roofs out there, and people are nervous that they're going to have to pay, you know, for a new roof because they've either not had hail, which is, there's a lot of places around that haven't had hail in 15, 20 years.
Right.
Or at least have gotten the damaging hail. So they're thinking they got to replace a roof. And now there's an option to doing that, and it's a whole lot cheaper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are there certain areas of your territory kind of where you see roofs are in a lot worse shape as a whole? Or
no, it's pretty spread throughout. Out. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we have gotten a lot of hail. We haven't had any yet this year, except for out, you know, way out east. But there are pockets in a hailstorm that will miss a lot of houses, or it'll start dropping hail and then skip a couple miles and drop hail again. So there's a lot of pockets, pretty evenly spread throughout the Front Range area, that just haven't had hail, or there are some who have had hail, and for whatever reason they couldn't replace it at the time. So we're going in and still help them to get more life out of that roof.
Right.
So we've actually done quite a few of those lately.
Right. And, you know, man, when it comes, and I mean, you get 10, 15 minutes of a terrific hail.
Yeah.
I mean, that could really do a roof in right
there,
couldn't it?
Sure can, yeah.
Because, man, yeah. It's so loud you can't even hear something.
It is, yeah. Yeah. It's very loud. It's very, I don't know what the word is, but it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's kind of a scary thuds types of a sound, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Now, let's talk a little bit, again, I know you go through this every time you're on, but I mean, we get new listeners, and I think people hear it, but just to kind of bring the education side of it, because it does take a little bit of educating on this.
Absolutely,
because
yeah.
everybody's just used to getting a new roof.
Exactly.
And we're trying to keep you from that. So
right.
kind of walk us through the process.
So the main process is call me out. We'll come do a free evaluation of the roof. We'll just look around, make sure everything's in good shape, or look for any potential problems that could either are happening now or could happen in the very near future, and then just kind of communicate with the homeowner what the condition of that roof is in, and provide them with the options based on that condition. Whether it's ideally, you know, we can treat it with the Roof Max treatment and get them a lot more life out of that roof, or we're not going to waste their money and we're going to recommend replacing it. But I would say out of the last 50 roofs I've been on, just even in the last month, one or two of those were probably need to be replaced. Just because it didn't make sense to spend the money on the treatment, I'd rather than put that money towards a roof. But that's very rare. We're treating roofs that are 20, 25 years of age that we're getting at least another 5 years out of that roof now. We'll go back out 5 years and check it, maybe get another 5 years out of that. So we just kind of look at the roof, give them the general overall condition, let the customer make the decision of what is the best option for them, whether it's a treatment or replacement. But like I said, 95% of the time, if not more, we're treating the roof and getting more life.
All right. And to thinking, man, you know, 3 or 4 hours, I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
You look at the re-roof deal, and I've heard a lot of people with just horror stories, you know, of getting, you know, they come out and take it all off, and they think their new shingles are, they've been told they're in stock, then they go get them. I had one guy call us and, you know, and tell us that they ripped everything off, and then they didn't have they were supposed to be delivered that afternoon.
And they couldn't get them.
And they couldn't get them.
Yeah.
It was
that's frustrating. Well, even that, there's always that chance as well. Shouldn't be. I mean, we should be able to keep track of what inventory we have and all that before we get to that point. But even when you do take off a shingle, there's still the unknown of the condition that your wood decking is in. A lot of times on older homes, we have to replace a little bit of wood decking, there's been a few instances in my career where the entire roof deck had to be resheeted because the plywood was so thin and old, it just wasn't supporting anything. So you still have those unknowns that could arise.
Right. Have shingles really improved? If you take a 10-year-ago shingle to today, much difference?
Big difference.
Okay.
And not for the positive. So I would say it's been about 20 years ago they started making the shingles different with less asphalt than they did 20 years prior. And what that did is basically took a bundle of shingles. If you take an average bundle will have 23 shingles to a bundle. You get those same amount of shingles to a bundle now, but you're about 2 inches thinner in that bundle. So it's not as thick. So because you have less asphalt, which the asphalt is the major makeup of your shingle that gives you the waterproofing of the shingle. So when you have less asphalt, they dry out faster, they don't hold the granules on as long, and then they start to crack like our roads do, and it's just downhill from there. So they're not making them nearly as good. And I think the big reason was cost. The refining process had to change 20 years ago for EPA and all that fun stuff. So you're getting a less quality shingle now by far. Even 10 years ago, it's worse now than it was 10 years ago.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Once again, Dave Hart is our guest. It is Roof Max, and Dave has been kind enough to give us an offer. He was telling me before we came on air here. So here's the number, 303-710-6916, correct?
All
right. And Dave is going to offer $250 off. You got to call that number, all right? Ask for Dave Hart, 303-710-6916, and Dave's going to give $250 off. And to kind of give a range, and I like to be very transparent with our listeners, to kind of give a range, I mean, are we looking like $2,400 to $3,000 for the average.
For the average
home.
Okay. Yeah, average is probably $2,300 to $2,600 in that range. Okay. I mean, obviously, the bigger, the more, the smaller, the less. But yeah, that's a fair average.
All right. Yeah. So hey, good chance to save $250, and it is a free consult.
Absolutely.
We call it, I guess, where you come out and check it out.
Yeah. Look at it.
And you know, Dave actually, you know, gets up on the roof, looks at all that, and I don't suggest you do that. Or, you know, they do not try this at home. Like, getting on a roof is not a good deal for most of us, so leave that to professionals. And, you know, another thing you do when you do the treatment, you kind of do a little bit of repairs and
certainly
checking some things out, too. So kind of walk us through some of the other things you do.
So at a minimum, we do – it's called a roof tune-up. And just so you have an idea, if I were to be called out to do just a roof tune-up, and I'll explain what that is in a second – as a normally about a $400 to $500 charge to do just that, and we include that in the full tune-up or the full treatment as well.
Okay.
But basically, what it is, we just anything that's rubber up on the roof. You have rubber gaskets that go over your pipe jacks. We put new rubber gaskets on. We just make sure everything's sealed up nice and tight. So we do a general maintenance on it, repaint everything so it looks nice and pretty, because your roof's gonna basically be new again.
Sure.
New again, might as well look new, and then blow out, you know, the loose debris in your gutters and stuff like that. So we do some general maintenance already to the roof, but there are times we get up on a roof and it might be missing a, you know, a couple of shingles, might just have a couple of shingles that are torn that we've got to replace. We can do all that as well.
Right.
Yeah, just make sure it's in good shape.
Absolutely. Once again, the number, save $250, 303-710-6916. Be sure you ask for Dave Hart when you call that number. And this is a great thing for those, you know, want to take care of the environment. I mean,
right.
This is a great thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, hey, we're not dumping all those shingles and where they stay
there
forever.
They don't break down, yeah, they don't break down, yeah. So we are currently RoofMax as a nation, if you will. We've got over 300 dealers nationwide now. We are treating over 2 million square feet of roofs a week right now. So those are the roofs that normally people are saying need to be replaced or think they need to replace that we're not having to replace. So those are, I think statistically speaking, the data that we're getting from RoofMax Corporate is 90% of the roofs don't have to be replaced now. Plus, what it does, it provides you extra protection against wind and hail, so you don't have to replace them when you do get those storms. So we're saving an awful lot of roofs every year right now, which that stuff is not going to landfill and sitting there forever.
Sure.
Because there's really not a recycle program for them right now that's cost-effective, so they just end up sitting around and hanging out. I mean, there's areas around town I know of that have piles and piles and piles of shingles.
Wow.
Because they wanted to recycle them 10, 12 years ago, and they haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. And this application is very safe for everybody. I mean,
absolutely.
I hate to just use the term spray, because
right.
It's more than that, but I mean, it is safe for, you know, for pets,
absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's a bio-based oil product, and we're actually in the top five, I forget the actual organization that compares it, but we're in the top five of rating of companies that are bio safe.
Okay.
Safe for pets, plants, animals, you know, whatever, for the environment. There's no toxins in it. It's all organic. It's all plant-based. So there's no junk in it at all. Not going to harm you. I get treated all the time. You know, I'll be
sure.
Treating a roof, and then the wind changes, and I get sprayed, and so there's no rashes, no itches, nothing. So it's very safe for mm-hmm. everything, yeah.
I think this would be a great thing for people that are maybe interested in maybe they're selling their house or listing
absolutely.
Their house. Man, to have you come out and do it, then they – and what do you leave
absolutely.
With the homeowner? I mean, I know the answer
because right,
you did
right.
my house. But what do you leave with the homeowner to show this has been done and kind of what the value
perfect.
Would be to that prospective buyer?
That's a good question. So as you know, you'll get, you know, a certificate for your 5-year warranty stating that that shingle will perform like or better of a new shingle. But basically with if you were selling your house – not only would I do the treatment and you get that certificate, but I also do roof certifications. So a lot of times a realtor is going to want something that specifically states that this roof will last 5 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't charge extra for that if we do the treatment. So you'll get a certificate saying that the roof will also last 5 years or longer, along with the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yep. And as far as weather, I mean, you know, mm-hmm. man, we got days that are warming up
mm-hmm.
now, and then all of a sudden we get kind of a cool front. So what
yeah.
are kind of the stipulations on weather when you can apply this?
The roof's got to be dry, and I prefer above 38 degrees.
Okay.
So just about any time.
And below 100.
And below,
yeah, actually, that helps.
Yeah, I did one this morning. It was already 95 when I got done, and it was hot.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So it's 95 on the ground, but you're looking about 115, 120 on the roof.
Sure.
But yeah, so as long as it's not freezing, we can do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Once again, it is RoofMax and Dave Hart. Call 303-710-6916. Mm-hmm. You'll save $250. And just mention, too, that you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that. So, Dave, great
Absolutely.
Information, man.
Absolutely.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get relief from Flesh and Back. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now. 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Hey, before we get back to the show, I just want to take a minute and say a personal word about Stack Optical. I've been going to Allen for over 10 years, and it's with great confidence that I can say you should trust all of your optical needs to Stack Optical as well. Allen, which you've heard on our show many times, has been taking care of his customers since 1968, and yes, it's still family-owned and operated. So if it's time for your eye exam, I hope you'll call 303-321-1578 and get your eye exam scheduled. And folks, it's only $69. So go check out the great selection of frames. And since Stack Optical has their own on-site lab, you'll have your new glasses in just a couple of days. So for glasses, prescription sunglasses, contacts, and even repairs, go see Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. The number's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com. And at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney, and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.